Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, that's the one we just heard, Cher. Do You Believe in Love?
Yes. That's a rough one. Come on, man.
I like what? Cher. See, other ones, I like Mary J. too.
But I'm not saying I don't like Cher, but that song's going to get you pumped up to come into an inning and pitch?
For Reed Garrett? Yeah. He did great.
Man. That song is horrible.
Well, like, he shut it down. He did great.
What? I'm just thinking, and not to attach a gender to it, but like the songs that pump me up are from guys. Like
that is directly attaching a gender.
No, I'm just saying.
There's plenty of Nicki Minaj songs that
I'm saying that's why I prepped it. I don't mean it like that. It's just like if I'm walking out to a mound, I want to hear AC/DC, I want to hear Guns N' Roses. You know me.
No, I know.
You know my musical taste at this point.
All right.
If I had to pick to fit Woman's Night.
I'm sure there's some that you can find in
there. No, I'm not saying there's not. I'm trying to like go through the prod. Let's find what we would go with. Yeah. Come on, let's do it. What would you do?
Like Nicki Minaj comes to mind.
But which one?
I got plenty of them.
My milkshake? Salt and pepper.
No, that's milkshake. Salt and pepper's not bad.
There you go. Salt and pepper here.
By the way, Cher. Like if I'm going to go with a Cher song, I'd go with I Got You, Babe. That is that's even more of like a crowd pleaser than Cher. Do You Believe in, what is it?
Do You Believe in Love?
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, it's a little corny. That's a little amazing. At least if I could turn back time.
That's
a good video
that.
On the ship, but I think the Navy ship. I might, let's see, definitely not Madonna. I'm just thinking of female.
Madonna's got some good ones.
Yeah.
The Nicki Minaj ones, I have to make sure I clear it, because they're probably not clean, some of them.
Yeah, maybe a little Heart. Old school rock. Heart was awesome. Stevie Nicks. There you go. Thank you, Dolph. Dolph's awake.
Give me Nicki Minaj, Megatron, I think is the name of the song.
Go through this right now?
No, give
me Stand Back by Stevie Nicks. I'm going to go.
How about
that.
Something from Hole?
One of the Grease songs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was going to say.
That always works for me.
Yeah, Stevie Nicks. I just learned that.
that she was a
woman. Yeah.
No, she was always.
And Lindsey Buckingham is the guitarist, and it's a he.
And they were together and all that. We went through this already. Yes.
Lindsey Buckingham is a member of Stevie Nicks.
He's a member of Fleetwood Mac.
The band.
And he is the guitarist.
I'm
before Stevie branched out on her own, I believe in 83 or so.
Hey, to each their own.
Were Stevie and Lindsey a couple ever or no?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right.
Did an album together, actually.
What?
They did an album, just those two together, that Fleetwood Mac.
Okay. Dude, maybe you should work at a music station. The only time you wake up is when we talk music. Yankees, Mets, Knicks, he's snoozing. The music, here comes Dove for the top rope.
All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Jeff Passan released an article here, ranking MLB's top 50 trade deadline candidates.
Ooh, all right, timely. What do we got?
Number one, Alex Bregman. Now
there's no way. I think they're going to re-sign him, actually.
Okay,
Boston.
So he says chance of trade 10%. So now the reason why I bring him up, first of all, he's number one.
Yep.
But they're the two clubs that are tied to him, both Mets and the Yankees. Chicago, Detroit, Yankees, and Mets.
Well, the Yankees, there was a thought that never really serious from them, but kind of
permeated.
Yeah, I know you did. Kind of permeating around the business, you know, just based on needs and who was available. Bregman to the Yankees was some noise over the winter.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got?
And by the way, at the time, I was like, he's not a fit for the Mets. They have a gluttony of guys. Well, now he's a fit for the Mets all of a sudden.
Yep.
Duran is on there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you the one. Alcantara is on there.
There you go.
Now, he doesn't have, and again, what does it mean? I don't know. But he doesn't have the Mets and Yankees listed for either of these guys. Not even for Duran is the Mets. Alcantara, nobody. I'm going to give you the ones that I see with the Mets and Yankees involved.
Mm-hmm.
Eugenio Suarez, the third baseman for the Diamondbacks.
A lot of home runs, having a good year. Yeah, 50, for sure.
50% chance, according to Passan, that he gets traded. He has the Yankees as a best fit on his list.
Now, by the way, side note there, Corbin Carroll got really hurt, and what were you telling me, 3 months to maybe 6 months for his hand?
It says 3 to 12 weeks, but it's a very weird injury where the full recovery time could be up to a year.
And you also said if it's the sheath, which is what Teixeira had, it could be worse. So, you know, does that impact what the Diamondbacks maybe do with the deadline? Okay, I'm interested in him. I've always been interested in him.
For Suarez, he's got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams that are best fits. Yankees, one of them.
Do you have stats in front of you or no? No, he's got a lot of home runs.
I do not.
Okay.
I've seen his power this year, too. I don't have his stats in front of him.
Okay.
All right. You want any pitchers as long as it has Mets and Yanks involved?
Hit
I'm not
all.
Seeing any pitchers here. We're down to Chien, number 10, 11, Ozuna. There's some big pitchers, relief pitchers here. Still, Mets and Yankees not tied to him. Duran from the Twins, Class A, not Mets and Yankees here. Cedric Mullins is the next one up at 15.
For the Mets?
He's got two teams, 70% chance of a trade.
Yeah.
Three teams, best fit, Philadelphia, Cleveland, and the Mets.
I think there is 0.0% chance that he's not traded. They're horrendous.
Right.
He's a free agent. They're not going to re-sign him. He will be shipped out.
30-year-old center fielder in a contract year who contributes in a number of ways. Power numbers are trending up this season.
Yeah, they are, actually. He's got some home runs again.
So like, that's a move to me. I don't know why Stearns is not making that move yesterday.
You know, it doesn't mean he's not in the game. I mean,
that's not
you know.
A huge move. Just go get Cedric. No. I'm not saying he's not, but like,
oh, just
on.
Yeah, do it now.
Whoa, dude, they're dying here.
Yeah, but if you do it when you've lost 9 of 10, you're not dealing with any leverage. Like, you want to kind of strike a deal when you're at least not drowning. Like, you have a little power. Otherwise, you're gonna get, you know, you're gonna get bent over in the boardroom.
Understood. Here's one for you, Ryan McMahon. Yankees.
I was interested in him.
Last year, you were. Was that last year?
Yeah, I loved him. Yeah. I don't know if he's. What is he hitting, 210, 215?
No, he's actually caught fire since we talked about how terrible he's been.
Well, what's he hitting?
I'll go take a look now.
Can't be more than 230.
Well, he's batting 222 overall, but yeah, I mean, I'll tell you how his streak has been outrageous.
He could pick it. He's got pop. He's a lefty. Who knows how rejuvenated he might be playing in, you know, a ballpark with energy, even though that's a nice field, but like real... Yeah, you know, real juice. You know, that's the thing, too. And I know that nobody wants to hear this, but when you play for a bad team and here we are and you're already, I don't know, 30 games out, whatever the heck they are, you should be self-motivated. But I think it's easier said than done. You go to the ballpark, you got no chance to win.
Yeah, you would think that you're on a team that has a chance to win, there'd be an uptick there.
Hold on, 60%. Real quick, Sal, he's got the numbers.
So, again, he was batting .201 in the beginning of the month.
Mm. Okay.
He's up to .222. Okay, great. But in the past 16 games... He's batting .298, OPS over 1, 1.042, 6 home runs, 3 doubles.
What's his strikeout?
23 strikeouts, yeah, in 16 games.
How many on the season?
95.
All right, so he's going to strike out 200 times. That's a massive problem.
It's the same. Yeah, exactly. They don't need another guy like that.
Now, he would be a more consistent power source and a better glove at third base. And then you could put Jazz at second, which is his true position. I was more moved by that a year ago. I'm somewhat receptive to it this year. What else you got?
We'll do two more, and then we'll just for the first 20, and then we'll do another. We'll get some calls in and do another next segment. Number 18 on the list, Aroldis Chapman. Mets, Phillies, Tigers, best fits.
Listen, he still throws cheese, man. He's still a hulking, intimidating presence.
Take him in a second.
Yeah, you should. I was going to say you should.
Class A was on there, but he did not have the Mets or Yanks. Huh?
See, here's... Can I just throw something out there for the Mets?
Spirit. Yeah.
I just want to... Okay.
Broke his soul.
Hold on. No, he's coming back to Earth.
Yeah, whatever.
Let me explain something to you, right? Okay? So, Devin Williams is going to be a free agent next year.
Correct.
Edwin Diaz can opt out. If the Mets convince Edwin Diaz not to opt out... Sign Emmanuel Class A or trade for Emmanuel Class A and then sign Devin Williams, that bullpen will be untouchable between those three.
That's great. And they still would have lost last night 3-2.
Yes.
all right, last one. Luis Robert Jr. is on there.
Yeah.
Dude.
What number is he?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
He's number 19 here. 90% chance that he gets traded. Padres, Phillies, Guardians, Mets, Giants. Mm. Robert, extremely unlucky, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I was going to use a hand gesture, but I realize we're on Twitch. So that could turn around at any point. He remains a strong defender and base runner. Dude, his slash line, 185.
Is that what he's hitting?
267,
goodness
305.
Gracious. What's his OPS? 590? 600?
185, 267, 305 is his slash line.
267, 305? My God, I mean, he's below... He's below 600.
He
OPS.
He has a pair of $20 million a year club options that the acquiring team would be hesitant to exercise.
Oh, that's a big hindrance right there.
Dude, come on. I want no part of Luis Robert Jr. 2 years ago, maybe?
Yes, 2 years ago, appealing.
All right, let's get some calls in here. Ralph is in Yonkers. What's up, Ralph?
Ralphie!
Hey, guys. Sal, you're just frustrating. I just have a few points, but before I ask, let me ask the question that I heard of or thought of when I was on hold. When was the game over yesterday? Was it, in your opinion, was it before the eighth, before Soto's at bat, or after Soto's at bat? You knew they were not going to score a run in the ninth.
Yes.
Did you indicate the game was over?
Yes. Okay. After Soto struck out, I felt like the game was over.
Gotcha.
Did you?
Knew the game was, okay. Well, the words you used was you knew the game was over.
Yeah, okay.
It felt like it.
I felt the same
way,
by the way.
But anyway.
I don't understand what the issue with that is, Ralph. Help me. Educate me. Why?
Well, it's just hard to believe that somebody was watching baseball as long as you have. But, you know, don't think the Mets could possibly score an inning in the ninth, run in the ninth inning. That's all. That's my only issue. I just want to go on to a couple other things, then I'll hang up and you can comment on what I say. You commented that somebody who's frustrated with Soto earlier was idiotic for being frustrated with Soto. I mean, come on, Sal. You have some understanding. Let me just tell you three things that
I think
idiotic.
Are you frustrated with Soto, Ralph? Because you're going down that path, too, which I don't understand. Do you know his numbers in June?
And just the fact that you can't answer BT's question, you still haven't answered it. Who's having a better season?
Who's a better baseball player, Soto or Alonso?
Why don't you just answer the question?
Okay, can you answer the question?
Is it so hard for you?
Ralph, can you answer the question? Who's better, Soto or Alonso?
Okay, very good. I'll answer it, Soto. Just a couple other
points. Thank you. Now we can move on. Jesus. It's not that hard.
Just a couple other reasons why it's frustrating to listen to you is you give up, you consistently, year after year, give up on teams too early, you turn off an NBA playoff game, and you go to a game possibly where Soto can have a signature moment with the Mets late in the game against the Yankees. He could have a signature moment. And the sports show host was there. Oh, I'm sorry. He wasn't there. He was in his car because he left. I mean, you just frustrate the hell out of me.
Ralph, you seem like you got an issue with me, and thanks for the call. Here's what I would say to you. Get lost. Get lost. And do you know what I was doing in the car? Going to watch the Knicks second half of that game. I mean, Ralph, what are you worried about what I'm doing for? Why don't you just call and make your sports point? The reason you can't do this is because you don't have a good one. You just admitted yourself. You're getting mad at me because I'm defending Juan Soto versus Pete Alonso, and yet you just answered the same thing. Good God. And obviously when I say knew the game was over, it's my feeling that I believe the game was over. Nobody knows anything. What am I? You want me to predict the future now, too? Is that going to make you happy? Good God.
I knew it was over.
Thank you, BT.
I knew it was over.
Well, so did I, but apparently Ralph didn't. He didn't know. So, Ralph, next time you should just listen to us. We're helping you. We knew the game was over once Soto went down. Do you know why? Because we didn't believe that Pete Alonso, who's mired in a major funk over the last 10 games, or anybody else behind him, would come through in that spot. It's really not that difficult to comprehend. I don't understand how you didn't get that either.
Oh, man. But it did take you a while to answer the Alonso Soto question.
I'm not giving into that.
Who's that? Well, you have to, because the numbers are irrefutable. Who's having a better season so far?
Here's why.
Who's having a better season, Pete or Soto, from opening day till now?
I still need the answer for the court. I'm taking Juan Soto's season. I'm taking Juan Soto's season because his lows aren't as low as Alonso, and his highs are legit. Where Alonso's are not.
Well, Pete was hitting .370 for the first month of the season.
Yeah, okay.
Pete's highs were pretty freaking high.
That's my point. And is that sustainable? No, it's not.
No.
Is it realistic? Is it legit or is it an aberration?
No.
I don't understand why people are making this about Alonso versus Soto. It's not that. I don't understand it. Well, I'm just confused.
Looking something up. Yeah. Hold on. Pete was, what was his high water mark? Because Judge was about, 402. Wasn't Pete like, did Pete ever hit 290 or 390? Or is it 360, Huff? Do you remember more?
What, early on?
Like, very early. Hold
on. He was closer to 350-ish for a while.
Hold on. What was his high water mark? Hold on. I got it now. 356. That may have been the highest. 345, 347. I mean, Pete was still batting, to be fair. And he's been awful the last couple of games. But to be fair to Pete completely, I mean, you're talking about past the Kentucky Derby, he was batting 345.
Yeah.
And now it's obviously tailed off here. And, you know, what is he at now, 286? Here's the question, and I think this one's a pretty easy answer. Does he see 290 again the rest of the year?
I mean, unless
he goes 3-for-4 tonight, I would bet that there's a higher probability that he does not than that he does.
What's Pete's best attribute?
It's just his power. It's his only attribute is his power.
How many home runs do you have?
What does he got, 17, 16, something like that?
How many home runs does Soto have?
Yeah, but see, that's select. That doesn't do anything for me. Because the seven other areas, the statistical evidence say at least Pete's had a better season than Soto.
Pete's best attribute is his power. Soto, who had 2 months of a slow start, still has as many. He's got one homer less.
But Sal, he's also 40 points behind him in the batting average. Okay. And about 70 to 80 percentage points below in the OPS department still.
Yeah.
Now, we both know that's going to change. Nobody's arguing about that. But Pete Alonso has, he's been, I didn't think that he could do this in his dreams. Right. I didn't think that he had this level of, even for like 2 weeks, let alone basically 2 months. So I'm going to give Pete his props, but I'm also going to say that that's probably the end of the road in terms of him being a dominant superstar force. Now you just got to hope that he doesn't revert back to what he was, you know, the 215, the 218, the strikeout machine. Right now he's treading there. And listen, Soto's not going to be a problem. Soto's going to be an asset this year. Soto's going to be much more of an answer than a problem. I don't know what the fate for Pete is the rest of the year. And I say that with all due respect. Is it going to be more the answer or more the problem? I don't know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.